Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents the special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. It's your brother, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter, getting it in for 7 to 10, exactly where I'm supposed to do it. We black on the other side of the break, man. It's the blackest show on radio. It's Black Talk the Hard Way. And, that's how we get down. 404-892-2703 is the number. And shucks, man, we in the middle of celebrating the season of Sisters. We didn't bust the firecrackers or nothing coming in like we were supposed to. I mean, shucks, man. Everything is upside down. 404-892-2703 is the number. Let me take a couple of callers, and then I'm going to, let me see. Okay, well, here we go. Let's go into this Sister Soul Talk series. Our guest for this particular episode of the Sister Soul Talk series is a sister who is very, very well known. She is the wife of the American televangelist Creflo Dollar, and she is a part of that ministry, but also has a ministry in her own right. Sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Taffy Dollar.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you had an opportunity to speak with me this morning. How are you, sir?
I am well, dear sister. And you?
I'm well. I mean, I'm hoping that the sun comes out. It's a little cloudy, but we can't let that cloud our spirits today.
That is very true. It's a lot. It's cloudy in a whole lot of different ways. As a matter of fact,
it is
not just with the weather, but just the general state of the culture.
That's right. But we have to keep pushing forward. That's the only way.
No doubt about it.
We're gonna get to the destination that we need to get to. Right.
There it is. Well, look, Sister Taffy, I got a battery of questions that I am supposed to share with you and to elicit your answers. They're broken up into leadership questions, entrepreneur questions, and then I got a lightning round for you. One word answers.
Okay.
So there are many challenges that are faced by women in a male-dominated business, and the church is a male-dominated business and a female-supported business. Have you experienced the male domination, and if so, how have you dealt with it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think any woman who goes to church or in any type of leadership position has not had some type of situation where there's you feel as if you're ignored and maybe overlooked, unequally paid, and just all kinds of things just in terms of where we are in the church, which is really very similar to other human institutions that are behind in terms of equal pay and just equal respect and the dignity that each person, you know, should be able to receive and not be off limits because of gender. So gender shouldn't determine any of that. But unfortunately, in the time in which we live in 2019, it does.
Mm. So what advice would you give to other women who find themselves in non-traditional roles? And I mean, it is not as if women have not always been involved in ministry, but when it comes to leadership in ministry, what advice would you give women who find themselves in that non-traditional role?
I mean, you really have to make sure that you're called and you're equipped to do what it is you desire to do, because I think if you're certain of the grace or the gift that is on your life, it'll speak for itself, and it may take a minute for it to be discovered or recognized, but nevertheless, just stay steady and focused to what it is you're supposed to be doing. I wouldn't suggest anyone compete or get angry, but to really be firm as far as what you believe and what you know on the inside of you. Mm. And from that, I believe that it will cause things to align in the spiritual realm where people will be able to take note of it. Like I said, it's just the time where women are not afraid to step up. I think for so long we've been silent in a lot of instances, and so just using your voice, using your gift in whatever capacity that you can serve humanity, and then through that.
I'm looking at your bio, and some of what is revealed is that you tend to address gender roles in the church. And I'm really interested in your thoughts as it relates to how patriarchy is operationalized in the church, and how you deal with white supremacy patriarchy as a defining feature of the church, wherein black people find themselves under oppression from whites and males. And particularly white males, even in the black church. Can you speak to that?
Sure. I mean, it's not anything that's new. Under the Old Testament, there were many instances of patriarchy. There was Jewish privilege under the Old Covenant, where Jewish men were a part of the priesthood, and women were considered secondary. In many instances, they were like property, had no rights or privileges, no access, and were limited. And so I think the purpose of Jesus coming was to elevate the status of us all, where we could all have access, where we didn't have to be Jewish. We don't have to be male in order to be a part of God's family, but that we can be Gentile, black, brown, female. You got other genders out there who are still trying to figure out what that looks like, but that we all have access to God. And so I go before God and use the access that has been given to us through Jesus Christ being our redemption from the curse and from the past and from patriarchy and from racism, from sexism, and all those things, and through God, we can stand on equal ground.
Well, very well. When it comes to being an entrepreneur, which you are, tell me the first steps in starting your business and building your brand.
Well, really trying to figure out who it is I'm trying to serve. And through that, I've really do a lot of research, market study on my clientele, my customer, my user, my consumer, if you will, so that I can determine the best way to provide the service that I'm offering to them. I've been doing music, and we do a lot of events that surround music and empowerment and things like that. So really just surveying my customer, doing a lot of focus groups, figuring out what it is that they're looking for, the type of music, the type of sound, what type of events they go to, so that we can figure out what it looks like to meet their need. And so I think
let's put a pin there as we rush to a break.
Sure.
And if you would hold, I'll put you on hold, and I'll be back when I get back with more Taffy Dollar on the other side of the break. As part of the Sister Soul Talk series, you stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. It's the movement. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Welcome, Blacks. 404-892-2703 is the number. It's your brother joining me on my Black Line as part of the Sister Soul Talk series. I got none other than Sister Taffy Dollar.
Good morning.
We, on the other side of the break, we're dealing with leadership questions, and we have begun to broach the issue of entrepreneur questions. I wanted to ask you, in this world in which we live, where society and trends constantly change, how are you able to keep up with new trends yet continue to grow?
Well, I consider myself the trend. I don't really try to keep up. But I guess on a serious note, I would say it's with anything. You got to do your homework if you want to continue to stay relevant, right? I think in this day and time, everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to stay relevant, and sometimes part of that is knowing what the trends are. And yeah, I mean, it comes with the territory. If you want to have a voice, then you got to be diligent about whatever it takes to make it be heard.
All right. Now it's time. It's time. It's time, Taffy Dollar, for the lightning round.
All right, lightning round. Uh-oh.
It's the lightning round.
One. Should I be scared?
Yeah, don't be scared, because I didn't even go hard on you today. I just was, you know, chilling. I didn't say nothing about no airplanes, nothing like that. I'm just, you know, dealing straight with my script, okay?
Hey, all right. I appreciate the love.
So here we go. One-word answers to the questions. Starting now, what motivates you to do what you do?
God.
Where does your passion come from?
My love for my kids.
One word, Sister Donna.
Oh. what are you? My passion come from?
What
my
is
mom.
Your passion come? Mom?
My mother. Uh-huh.
Okay. What are you most afraid of?
Being ignored.
Okay. What one best word, or one word best sums up you and your vision?
Purpose.
What and who inspires you with awe?
Who and what inspires me?
Mm-hmm.
Coretta Scott King.
Good. Wonderful. That's a wonderful, you did wonderful in the lightning round.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, I want ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers to put their hands together for the one and only, Taffy Dollar.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for your call, and thank you for being a part of the Sister Soul Talk series. You got social media whereby people can follow you, or any other
yes,
websites?
I'm out here on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, just under my name, TAFFIDOLLAR.
Very well. Thank you again, dear sister, for being on the show.
Thanks for all you do.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.